Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to talk to you about something today. Came up recently talking to another man about the truth of God. I want to talk about silence for women in the body. Let's talk about this. You know, we have articles on how the body gathers, what the Bible says about women being silent. This topic comes up here and there. We got the articles, they go into the Greek. We teach people that we believe God's word says ladies should not teach, they should not have authority over men, they should not even speak when the body gathers and men are going to the word of God. I want to be clear, singing does not fall into that category because they're not speaking their mind, they're singing in unison with God's ordered body. So singing does not apply here. We're talking about speaking their mind. Let's look at the verses on silence quickly, and then I want to talk to you about it. 1 Timothy 2, go read 1 Timothy 2. Paul uses the word silence. It's heisoukia, heisoukia in the Greek. It means quiet or silence. And then in 1 Corinthians 14, go read that chapter. Paul says, let the women be silent. The word is segeo in the Greek, segeo. It means keep silent or hold your peace. I don't understand how anyone can twist this out of context. Paul, Apostle Paul, is so clear. I'm not sure how anyone can twist it out of context and mean something other than just what he says, that they are not to speak, they're to keep silent, not speak their minds in the gathered body. Now, as I said, I'm doing this because recently the question came up and a man asked me, well, can a woman just say amen out loud in the body? Well, let's talk about that. This sounds innocent and simple, but I still believe it's outside of scripture and it can lead to much more sin. Now, I want to confess that in the past I may have been part of gatherings where the women may have said amen after a prayer or during some man's teaching. But as I mature and I go deeper in the word and I learn more, I need to repent of that. And as I told this man, haven't done that for a long time and won't be doing it in the future. My wife and I are in agreement on this. Anyone united to us will agree with this. It's what scripture teaches. So let's talk about this for everyone's edification. Why does Brother Jim believe this and teach us? Well, for one, nowhere does the New Testament word command that we all say the word amen. This is a tradition, was handed down from the time of Torah when the word of God would be read and everyone would say amen. It's not commanded in the New Testament for New Testament believers. Nothing wrong with saying amen, but not in a gathered body where women are to be silent. Number two, speaking up breaks Scripture's command to be silent. What more do we need, men? Ladies, people, it says be silent. And three, quite frankly, ladies have no place, authority, or standing to speak up in a gathered body. And honestly, no man needs to hear any woman's amen. Amen means it is so, I agree. No man needs to hear another woman say that. Men are not under the authority of women. It's the other way around. So, I know I'm going to get hate emails on this one, and people are going to say, Brother Jim, why are you standing so hard on this? One word. Well, it's in Scripture, and that's our guide. But I want to give you a testimony of my first exposure to so-called Christianity. You know, when I was 18 and someone told me about their Jesus, they had a false gospel back then, but they invited me to their religious body. And I noticed as I went there for just about a month and a half that the ladies would sit in the pews, and from the pews they would say amen out loud. And they would also, when the pastor would preach something that they liked, they'd say glory to God. And when he said something hard hitting, they would shout out, you go pastor, you're telling them now. And they'd stand up, clap, wave their arms around. And even as a young pagan, I noticed how fleshly it was. I recall that it was out of order, emotionalism, And let me tell you something. I even started to gauge the pastor's message or the men speaking by how the women were reacting. If they were really emotional, it had to be a really good message. Or if the women sat and didn't say much, it was like, well, how come they're not cheering? Is this not a good message? I wasn't born again. I knew nothing about the things of God. The women were affecting the body. It was sinful, and it's clearly against Paul's command. And sadly, those coward, feminized, Pentecostal, evangelical type men, they allowed it. Now, I can promise you, looking back all those years, it all started with a woman saying, amen. And then more and more began to creep in as the floodgates for feminism and fleshly ways came in. You know, I want to use an example. In a similar way, we don't allow any instruments in the gathered body. If you start strumming a guitar, then you have no standing to say, no tambourines, no drums, no trumpets, none. The New Testament body shows no instruments. We don't use them. In the same mindset, head coverings. If you stop teaching a veil on her head and it goes to a little cap and then it goes to a bandana, then it goes to a hat that's fashionable and adorned, and then you have no covering at all. Yeah, look at American churchianity. This is where this happens, a little slow fade. Nope, I'm standing on the Word of God. Now, I want to be clear in this message. I'm not the word police by any means. If a lady's sitting next to her husband in a gathering and she leans to him and says, amen, that's a good word, and it's to him alone and it doesn't disrupt the body and hardly anyone else can hear her, that's between them. That's between her husband and a wife. But in truth, it's not setting the example in Scripture for others who may then take it further and say, well, she spoke up, I'm going to say something, I'm going to ask a question, I'm going to give an amen. No, I'm going to cling to Scripture, just like Jesus said in Matthew 4:4. I'm going to ask men that are united to me and gather with us to honor Scripture or show me in the Word where I have it wrong. That's all I need. Show me in Scripture where the women are to speak up. See, I believe, as I travel and preach all over America and have been doing this for years now, doing ministry for years, feminism is a terrible cancer in the world and the so-called Christian church. And ladies speaking up in the body, feeling they need to say amen, this is a root, feminism taking root. You know, in 1 Timothy 2, Paul even reminds us that ladies fell into sin via Eve. Paul is very blunt about this. So I don't see how you could see it any other way. Order is always important in God's body. First Corinthians 14, where Paul says women to be silent, he says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. You know, we got to cling to God's word, folks. Imagine if we allowed children just to yell out and say whatever they want. You know, if a little child yells out during a message, it's cute, right? Nah, he didn't know what he was doing. Okay. Then mom and dad say, shh, got to be quiet. What if we just let them yell out whenever they wanted? For you know it, all the children would be doing that. Then you'd have disorder, interruption. Now, women are not children, obviously, but they should know their place even more, which is not authority, not speaking out. Pretty soon, all of them will be doing it, as in that Pentecostal body I told you about, and it'll become a very unbiblical distraction. All of these things matter, as God knows what we need. He knows men must learn their place, step up, do the leading, the teaching, have authority. Ladies must do their part in a gathered body. Silence, and let the men and God and the Spirit do His part. Jesus Christ told us one of my favorite verses, Matthew 28:20, teaching them to obey everything He's commanded. And that is what Paul is teaching us as well. In fact, again, in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says he gives the commands of God. 1 Corinthians 14:37. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Interesting, huh? Ladies, being quiet is a commandment from the Lord. When all the dust settles on this topic, for me, for my house, for anybody I'm united to, ladies will respectfully remain silent. That's what it is. It's a respectful silence, knowing their place. When the men go to the word and teach it, and the men are taking over in authority, teaching, edifying, there's plenty of time, other times, for ladies to edify other ladies and children on women's issues, to speak truth into their lives outside of the gathered body. It's not the time in the gathered body for the women to speak up. Not even an amen that will open the floodgates to yes, sir, praise the Lord, you're right, brother. Hey, I love that scripture. You know, I got a thought on this. Before you know it, you're feminized and it's taken over your body. I see it all the time, everywhere. So that's my stance on women speaking in the body, until some man can bring me scripture and show me ladies are to break their silence in the body of Christ that he purchased with his blood. I'm not doing anything different. I'm not going to be contentious against the word of God, as Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 11 and in Romans 2. I'm going to cling to the word of God. It's our example. It's our model. It keeps us all in order and in line. Women need to kill their flesh. Men, you need to kill your flesh. Children, you need to be trained to control your flesh. And then we all can serve God in biblical order. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope this edifies you. I hope it clears the air on what I teach and believe from Scripture. My word means nothing. God's word is what we keep and follow. Men, send me an email. Let me know if you've got thoughts and what I have incorrect. I'm ready to listen and test myself to Scripture and Scripture alone. Hey, we are on the gospel road. We're in Florida preaching the gospel, witnessing Christ crucified, lifting him up. It's the hope of the world. Go to our teaching blog at don'tperish.com, pouring out truth for the saints. We love you all. Till next time. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.